Airlines have been pushing back the date when the Boeing 737 MAX 8s will return to the sky. Last week, United Airlines said the plane won't fly again until mid-December. American Airlines made a similar announcement over the weekend. The MAX 8 was grounded worldwide this year after two fatal crashes killed 346 people. Our transportation analyst Seth Kaplan sat down this morning with Oscar Munoz, the CEO of United Airlines. And Seth, does he think people will be willing to trust the plane again as early as December?
He said he'll be on the first flight because I asked him, what's that going to look like? Passengers, employees. And he said, look, he'll be there. He knows that it'll be a highly covered event. And he did confirm, by the way, Jeremy, that United will give people the option to not fly on that flight or on other early MAX flights, you know, understanding that there are some people who just aren't going to want to be on those early flights, even though, as you would expect, he emphasized that United's not going to fly the plane until it's certain that it's safe to do so.
Is he pretty confident about that mid-December?
Well, he emphasized that safety's first. So, they have the plane back in the schedule then because they think that that's reasonable. But I think that they're simply not taking the plane out of the plane beyond then because they know that it's early enough that if you kind of do these rolling cancellations several months out, flights just aren't booked all that full. And if you do have to take the plane out, you can go ahead and put passengers on other flights. It's a lot more work to take it out and then put it back in later than it is to just kind of leave it in when you know that it's just not all that disruptive if you have to make a change.
What did he say about the big picture of air travel? Because despite the two crashes and the groundings, last year U.S. Airlines carried a record 889 million passengers. Demand has been outpacing economic expansion for years. How optimistic is Munoz about growth, especially if there is a slowdown in the global economy?
And interestingly, just today, JetBlue came out with a rather bearish investor update. Now, they blamed some of their issues on things that are more specific to JetBlue. They have a lot of exposure to the Southeast. The Dorian cancellations impact them more than most airlines. But they also mentioned just some system-wide weakness. United reaffirmed their current expectations, which are rather optimistic right now. And Munoz said also today that they haven't seen any need so far to revise that. So different airlines seeing different things, even as the global economy rather clearly is wobbling and questions too, as you said, Jeremy, about the U.S. economy as the trade war continues.
Seth, how is United going to respond to this growing movement of people who are more and more concerned about their carbon footprint when they fly? We just saw the 16-year-old activist Greta Thunberg make headlines when she took a boat to a UN summit instead of flying there. People are very aware of this. Are they going to respond?
And you have KLM, the Dutch European airline, telling people, maybe think about not flying. Maybe take the train. I asked Munoz about that. And he was about as animated as I've seen an airline executive in saying that absolutely climate change is real and we all have to do something about it, including United Airlines. Interestingly, he dismissed KLM's move as a gimmick. He said that doesn't solve anything. He said we're an airline, we fly, and we need to make fundamental changes, new aircraft technology, better procedures, and all of these sorts of things. So very much embracing climate change as an imminent issue for the planet and recognizing the airline's role in it.
That is Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.